Step 2. Keep their bellies full. People cannot stay motivated if their material needs go unmet. If they feel exploited in any way, their natural selfishness will come to the surface and they will begin to peel off from the group. Attending to their physical needs will make it easier to ask more of them when the time comes. Step 3. Lead from the front. The enthusiasm with which people join a cause inevitably wanes. One thing that speeds up its loss and that produces discontent is the feeling that the leaders do not practice what they preach. Right from the beginning, your troops must see you leading from the front, sharing their dangers and sacrifices, taking the cause as seriously as they do. Instead of trying to push them from behind, make them run to keep up with you. Step 4. Concentrate their qi. There is a Chinese belief in an energy called qi, which dwells in all living things. All groups have their own level of qi, physical and psychological. A leader must understand this energy and know how to manipulate it. Idleness has a terrible effect on qi. When soldiers are not working, their spirits lower, doubts creep in, and selfish interests take over. Similarly, being on the defensive, always waiting and reacting to what the enemy dishes out, will also lower qi. So keep your soldiers busy, acting for a purpose, moving in a direction. Propelling them forward will excite them and make them hungry for battle. Aggressive action concentrates qi, and concentrated qi is full of latent force. Step 5. Play to their emotions. The best way to motivate people is not through reason, but through emotion. Humans, however, are naturally defensive, and if you begin with an appeal to their emotions, some histrionic harangue, they will see you as manipulative and will recoil. An emotional appeal needs a setup. Lower their defenses and make them bond as a group by putting on a show, entertaining them, telling a story. Now they have less control over their emotions, and you can approach them more directly, moving them easily from laughter to anger or hatred. Masters of man management have a sense of drama. They know when and how to hit their soldiers in the gut. Step 6. Mix harshness and kindness. The key to man management is a balance of punishment and reward. Too many rewards will spoil your soldiers and make them take you for granted. Too much punishment will destroy their morale. You need to hit the right balance. Make your kindness rare, and even an occasional warm comment or generous act will be powerfully meaningful. Anger and punishment should be equally rare. Instead, your harshness should take the form of setting very high standards that few can reach. Make your soldiers compete to please you. Make them struggle to see less harshness and more kindness. Step 7. Build the group myth. The armies with the highest morale are armies that have been tested in battle. Soldiers who have fought alongside one another through many campaigns forge a kind of group myth based on their past victories. Living up to the tradition and reputation of the group becomes a matter of pride. Anyone who lets it down feels ashamed. To generate this myth, you must lead your troops into as many campaigns as you can. Success alone will help bring the group together. Create symbols and slogans that fit the myth. Your soldiers will want to belong. Step 8. Be ruthless with grumblers. Allow grumblers and the chronically disaffected any leeway at all, and they will spread disquiet and even panic throughout the group. As fast as you can, you must isolate them and get rid of them. Historical example. In the early 1630s, Oliver Cromwell, 1599-1658, a provincial gentleman farmer in Cambridgeshire, England, fell victim to a depression and to constant thoughts of death. Deep in crisis, he converted to the Puritan religion, and suddenly, his life took a new turn. He felt he had experienced a direct communion with God. Now he believed in providence, the idea that everything happens for a reason and according to God's will. Whereas before he had been despondent and indecisive, now he was filled with purpose. He thought himself among God's elect.